So, to establish the feasibility of Buddha and Sangha, so these two have to be done by way, first of all, establishing the validity of the truth, the jewel of Dharma. And then, so again, to establish the validity of the Dharma comprise the establishing the validity of the qualities, the cessation of suffering, and so forth. And for that, again, we have to establish the validity of the qualification of the realizations of the great beings. So for that, we have to first of all study the various literatures which exposes the ideas of these qualities of realization and cessation. So then the text reads, the reason why they are worthy for granting refuge, or one who has liberated himself from all fears, is skillful in freeing others from fear, and whose compassion is all-encompassing, is worthy of refuge. Although the external factors here are actualized by the conqueror, the internal factor is that you should trust him mentally and regard him as an infallible refuge, the measure of going for refuge. So, or should you ask, by what measure you go for refuge? His body beautified with the splendor of the clear and complete measure and minor signs, able to answer simultaneously the words of all questions. So although the great bodhisattvas on the 10th ground and so forth, they also possess these qualities of the major and the minor signs, but it is the Buddha who is having these qualities in completeness, able to answer simultaneously the words of all questions, his knowledge and compassion encompassing the sphere of phenomena, his sublime activity is spontaneous and unceasing. These, in short, are the qualities of the Buddha. What arises from meditation on the Dharma is the quality of the Dharma, while thoroughly practicing the way of Dharma is the quality of the Sangha. Thus, the subtle characteristics of the qualities of the three jewels should be known. The conqueror is the teacher, the Dharma is the actual protector, and the Sangha is the friend. So the difference between the Buddha, the jewel of Buddha, and the jewel of Sangha and Dharma is that the jewel Buddha is the preacher or the propounder of the teachings, and the jewel of Dharma is the actual protection, and the jewel of Sangha is the friend who or the company. So when we speak about the three jewels in Buddhism, Buddha is not something creator-like, but he's much more of a teacher. He's the very teacher who teaches or introduces the protection from samsara or suffering. And the Dharma, the jewel of Dharma, comprises of the quality of the cessation of suffering and a path which leads to this quality of cessation of suffering. So as such, this Dharma, or the jewel of Dharma, comprises of the two, the Dharma of realization and the Dharma of cessation. So these two are the actual Dharma, the actual protection or the savior. And the Sangha, or the jewel of Sangha, is actually the one who accompanies a practitioner for him to travel through the different paths to achieve the highest enlightenment or the state of the destination, the goal. These, in short, are the qualities of the Buddha. What arises from meditation of the Dharma is the quality of the Dharma. Now, thus, the subtle characteristics of the qualities of the three jewels should be known. The conqueror is the teacher, The Dharma is the actual protector, and the Sangha is the friend. See your teacher, his teaching, and the Sangha as free from faults and others, the other way about. By merely possessing this within yourself is counted here as taking refuge. The stages of training after having taken refuge. Not to take other gods as your object of refuge, to abandon harm and the intention to kill, not associating with non-Buddhist voters, those who rely on wrong views, these are the precepts to be avoided. Even if an image of a Buddha is made of wood, follow the practice of making offerings, paying respect, and standing up in its presence. Pay the same respect to a single letter of Dharma, or one finger length of yellow cloth, as you would to the actual Dharma or Sangha. Likewise, let your own mind be your witness and avoid showing disrespect to the three jewels and practice single-pointed veneration. Buddhists and non-Buddhists are distinguished by their teacher, teaching, and precepts. Make wholehearted effort in offering, remembering the contents of the three jewels, leading embodied beings to the virtue of taking refuge. Whatever acts you do, entrust yourself mentally to the three jewels. Such a person is classified within the Buddha Dharma. He also acquires the basis for the development of all vows. Obstructions from actions accumulated in the past will become thin and will cease. The merit of taking refuge, if it had a form, would not fit into space in order not to fall into bad states of rebirth and not to be harmed by humans or non-humans. To fulfill all the wishes and quickly gain enlightenment, remember these benefits and take our refuge 6 times night and day. Whatever befalls, you do not completely abandon taking refuge. If you think, I will give it up for the sake of my life, or if you have a divided mind to raise the refuge, the vow disintegrates. Acknowledging your own fear of the cycle of existence and the potential of the refuge to protect you from it, do not abandon the three jewels even as a joke and entrust yourself to them. Reflecting that that is the meaning of taking common refuge. So the way the manner in which to acquire the pleasurable experiences that we desire and abandon the experiential sufferings, as our experiential experience of pain. So there we have to take refuge in the Buddha. And they speaking about the correct view, so it is basically of two, the mundane and the supramundane. The mundane one comprised of believing in the concept of law of causality, and the supramundane, or the transcendental wisdom, comprised of understanding the dependent origination in terms of the emptiness of intrinsicality. So everything that is transitory works or operates by the law of causality. So, by understanding the law of causality, the law of karma, by understanding the law of causality of karma, then you have to strive to abandon the negative actions which are responsible for bringing about experiential, the painful experiences, and then cultivate those virtuous actions or virtuous mentalities which bring about the pleasurable experiences or happiness. So that kind of the conduct has to be adopted through the understanding of the law of causality and the karma. So the text further reads, generating convictions, the root of all virtue and happiness, reflecting on actions and results in general, the actual mode of general contemplation. So the point, the definiteness of action. From virtuous and unwholesome actions in general arise general happiness and suffering. Specific happiness and suffering arise from the two specific subtle actions. actions extensive consequences. Minor virtue and unwholesomeness produce great happiness and suffering. Next, not encountering the result of an action that has not been done. Happiness or suffering will not be experienced without having accumulated virtues or unwholesome deeds. Once done, an action does not waste away. Actions you have done will not waste away, but you will not encounter results of actions you have not done, which will not be exchanged like giving and receiving. Next, contemplating of specific classifications, showing principally the 10 parts of actions. Not all actions of the three doors are included in these 10. But the 10 parts of action are taught by summarizing major ones, not taking responsibility for performing even a single act of ethical behavior, by professing to belong to the great vehicle is said to be deceiving the world in front of the Buddhas. Therefore, those who guard their speech and that thoroughly restrain their minds and do not perform physical unwholesome deeds are striving in the path of the great stage. Determining the actions and the fruits, black actions and the results, actual black actions and the results, the process of assessing object, attitude, implementation and conclusion with regard to the 10 unwholesome actions, beginning with killing, is as follows. The object is another sentient being and the three perceptions are disturbing emotion and motivation form the attitude. There are four perceptions, such as confirming that it is a sentient being. Disturbing emotion is any of the three poisons, and the motivation is the wish to kill in general, which is negative even if it is mistaken. Implementation is to use weapons, poisons and magic spells and so forth, of your own accord or instigating others to do so. As for the conclusion, it is said that the one being killed should die due to your action before you do. The process of motivation and implementation in general is same for the remaining 9 actions. The object of stealing is another's possessions. The perception and disturbing emotion of the attitude are the same as for killing. Motivation is the wish to deprive others of something without permission. Implementation is to use force, steal, or other means by yourself or instigating others to do so. Similarly, to be deceitful about things entrusted to you or debts and so forth are in most cases the same in that they are taking what is not given, finally generating a sense of satisfaction at having obtained it, and it is taught to be the conclusion. The factors of sexual misconduct are improper sexual partners such as your mother, improper avenues such as the mouth, the anus and so forth, improper locations such as in front of your lama or a stupa, and improper times such as during pregnancy or a retreat. In terms of perception and the attitudes, it should be unmistaken in the first case, killing. But in the case of sexual activity, it is said to be same, even if mistaken. There is also a different interpretation of this in the Abhidharma. Disturbing emotion is any of the three poisons. Motivation is the desire to engage in sexual activity. Implementation is to engage in activity. And the conclusion is the completion of the contact between the two sexual organs. So these three comprise the three physical non-virtuous actions.
मन से तीन पाप रह गए हैं कि किसी के प्रति मन में किसी के पास अगर कोई अच्छा सामान हो चीज हो धन दौलत हो तो उसकी अपनी